That's right. All week we have bonus happy hour. So it'll be 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock every day this week. Starting Monday, Joey Mack will be in this time slot with Ducks Insiders. So your best access to not only football, basketball, baseball, all Ducks sports. During the fall, it's going to be your chance to hear Rob Mullins and Dan Lanning. Assistant coaches do not get sent out elsewhere, so the only way to hear them will be on Ducks Insider from 1 to 2 every day. And then my happy hour will go 2 to 3 to get everybody ready for Isaac and Souk. Very excited about it. Dusty Harris sitting in with me. We've been talking about the flip from AM to FM, from, you know, 105 or from 1080 The Fan to 105.1 The Fan, everything that you've been doing to get that happening. But one of the things you wanted to talk about, because I don't know that we've got to acknowledge this publicly yet, but the ousting of our former voice guy.
Not ousting.
The replacement? How would you put it?
It was just a change.
What do they call it? Uncoupling?
Yeah.
Mutual uncoupling?
Vic was awesome for us.
And the great Vic Orlando.
He was our former voice guy, and he was here for several years. And, you know,
my entire tenure.
I think it was 2006, I believe, is when Vic started here. And when you have long runs like that, you make a change like this. It is common that you do make a change to your big voice, and this because
was that something somebody recommended to you?
Yeah, okay. It's one of the things that you go, all right, you have to redo all of your imaging. All of our imaging is every time you hear the big voice, right? Every promo, liner, station ID, show open, all that stuff, and that is a large task to undertake. And so you start kind of spinning the wheels on that, and you take a look around, and it just felt like the time was right to make that, because it's a really long time to have, you know, the singular voice of the station. And I came across Cornell, who is our new voice guy, and he was just different.
How many voices did you hear before you got to that one?
Anywhere between like 30 and 50.
Okay. So
like I went
yeah, you
through.
Went deep.
Like I wasn't just going to just willy-nilly say no. But our new voice guy, his voice popped, and I started looking into him and kind of what he does. And I noticed he'd never done radio before. Like, he'd never done radio imaging before. He's done, and his resume is wild.
He played. You need to share it, because you and I watched some clips. It's very, very entertaining.
He is an actor. He has been in
Juilliard trained.
He did go. He went to Juilliard, and he's an actor. He's been like, he was in Transformers 2. He's been in like Law and Order, Rescue Me. He's had a lot of roles and a lot of stuff where you'd be like,
you and I were watching like the crime show reel of his. So it was, he's the guy at the morgue. He's the
guy who eats a sandwich at the orgue. He's a lawyer. He's the director of the FBI in Transformers 2. But he also is not just an actor. He does voiceover work. So he was the voice of Hennessy.
Nice.
The NFL Network, BET, HLN. He has done so, like, his resume, you just look at it and you're like, oh my gosh. He did the trailer for like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the thing. You hear all these voices and they're nameless, faceless guys.
Yeah.
But then you go and you actually look at the resume. So the voice grabbed you.
Yep.
Then you look at the resume and go, okay, this station will now sound like no other.
And it's the range that he has is going to be fun, because one thing that I got on the phone with him, started talking with him, he was in, man. And he's excited to do something different. And he sends us different variations, puts his own twist on things. We have some opens. I know you have a lot of imaging that it's going to be entertaining, and he plays along with it, and he rolls with the punches and plays with the bits. I think people are going to love the new club open.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I've not heard it yet.
The new club open is pretty awesome.
Nice.
And, but it's a big change. Like, all of this is a change for listeners. I understand people are like, I don't like it. Look, I sit there and I'm like, Vic was synonymous with the fan yep. for so long. Like when I interned here, Vic was the voice of the fan, and he just started, right? A lot of this is new. You're gonna love it. It's gonna grow on you. Yeah. It's gonna be a ton of fun. But voice guy.
Yeah, one of the fun things was doing the imaging for a brand new show. We're trying to come up with ways to brand it. It's a happy hour, so it's gonna be quick. We're gonna try to go PTI meets Sinner and Saint. That was kind of the idea of the show. It'll be quick hitting. We'll do all this. So the imaging is going to do some of the lifting for us. So my show has all these different intros that take us right into the segment so we don't have to dilly-dally and do whatever. So we sent off scripts to Cornell, and they come back, and just the amount of variation that yep. he has in the reads, that kind of directed us on what the image ended up being. So yeah. when you listen to it, I hope you enjoy it. But his voice definitely popped. The funny thing was I played a couple for my wife, and I go, oh, have a listen. And she goes, what about the other guy? And I'm like, how often do you even listen to the station? And she goes, enough. And I go, well, sometimes you got to make changes. So even casual listeners will probably notice it. But the cool thing is when you go around the country, you would hear Vic's voice on occasion.
Absolutely.
But now it'll be the fan voice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's going to be on his resume, and then other people will pick it up. But we'll be first.
We are the first. It's easy. We're the only radio station that has him right now. I have a feeling we will not be the last radio station to have him. This whole thing, it's been 2 months that I've been on the job. There's been a ton that has changed. I'm not changing things just for the sake of changing them.
Yep.
I think that what we have is pretty damn special, and I can't wait for everybody to hear kind of all the things that we do roll out and where it goes from here, because this is gonna be fun, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a great time with it, and I hope everybody's along for the ride. It's been a lot of work. Again, I know that everybody's thanked him before. Our GM Ryan Cooley,
absolutely.
Our sales staff, our general sales manager, Sam Tung. Those guys believe in this station. Mm-hmm. They believe in what we're doing. They believe in our listeners, too, because this doesn't happen without our listeners, man.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Austin, who he set the table. Like I text him, you set the table. Now we got to eat. And
you were his first hire?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty full circle.
It was. Yeah. That was a really cool. It was a really cool just moment for me to just be like, golly. He took a flyer on a kid from a directional school and where you drink just as much as you go to school.
Well,
and
it's probably a little more.
Yeah, he helped grow so much talent here. It's a ton of fun to be a part of that, and it's an honor. It really is. So let's get this thing rolling, man,
because this
is going to be...
And just so everybody knows, nothing's going to change too dramatically. Obviously, all the new stuff that we have. But when football season hits, we are still all in on Home of the Ducks. Game day is going to be started off with the new Saturday show, which will be Joe and Rashad.
Yep.
They're going to take that over. They'll lead right into Ducks game day, which is going to be you, Dirt, Anthony Newman, as it has been. We'll still have Seahawks on Sundays. So weekend programming, football programming, all staying the same.
Yeah, that's the only thing that is different is the hot corner, because P. Harris is now a Monday through Friday guy. He was like, I still want to do the hot corner on Tuesdays. He did one Tuesday 3-hour show, and then that 2-hour, he's like, golly, man, that is a lot to do in one day. And so Hot Corner is retired with Patrick Harris, and he is moving on up to the bigs, and he's got a Monday through Friday show. And then with you coming into this slot here, Sinner and the Saint has rode off to the sunset.
Yep. We'll do our final ride on Friday, but we'll send him off. So yep,
you and Darkins on the way out. He asked me to fire him today, which was a weird email to get.
I'm sure we'll talk about it on Friday, but he was ready to retire. Had a second child, had a little girl born at the end of May.
So he was
ready to go. He's ready to go full dad mode. So it's a little bittersweet to move on, but I think we're going to make that change anyway. So
yeah,
the timing couldn't have worked out much better for that. And then for
Joe and Rashad, move from Sunday to Saturday. Let's go.
Well, wait till their first Saturday. They wake up at 6 and come in here and realize how many Duck fans are on the road and listening and commenting back. That was one of the stranger things. The first time I got a text message going, hey, we've got a noon kickoff, and we need you guys to come in a little bit early. And then we got a 9 a.m. kickoff, and it's like, what do you think about showing up? And I'm like, I don't know if anybody's going to be listening, but they were, and being the kickoff and the tailgate show for Duck Saturdays was one of my favorite things about doing the Saturday show. So it will be a blast.